today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about delay in marriage in the view of Islam.
So blue upon my eyes with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive. Just wanna do my best to show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do.
Many things, yeah.
That can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today, Tuesday, is the 28th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter Nur from the Holy Quran, verse 32.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنكحوا الأيامى منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ
And marry the unmarried among you, and the righteous among your male slaves and female slaves. If they should be poor, Allah will enrich them from His bounty, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Marriage is emphasized in Islam. Islamic society is responsible for marrying of those who are celibate. Parents who do not marry their offspring are partner in sin that their issues commit. In this verse, I mean verse 32 of chapter Nur, one of the most important ways of struggling against wickedness that is simple, easy, sincere, friendly marriage is mentioned because it is obvious that in order to win up the issue of sin, the approach of satisfying and gratifying the instincts is applied. In other words, no negative struggle is successful without positive struggling.
From the wind to the trees to the buzzing of the bees. Ya Rabbi al-Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast. Yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi al-Alameen, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim. Ya Rabbi al-Alameen.
This part, delay in marriage, in the view of Islam. Dear brothers and sisters, marriage is one of the strongest shields against the enemies of faith. During one's youth, on one side, the attractive forces of spirit and nature, purity and virtue, become more active and invite man towards himself. On the other hand, the attractive forces of instinct and sexual lust and desire awaken and call men toward one another. Each of these two attractive forces is essential and necessary, and Allah has bestowed them on man by virtue of His wisdom and benevolence for the sake of man's progress, maturity, and completion. The invitation of each one of them must be answered positively, and the requirements of each must be fulfilled. If the attractive forces and desires of lust are not properly, wisely, and as Allah has said it, answered and controlled, they would rebel and overflow and attract the positive forces of nature and spiritualism, and as they have become bold and wild, they might well ruin and destroy the positive forces.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the defects or the unfavorable consequences of late marriage or getting married quite late in life. Another one in this connection, another unfavorable consequence of getting married quite lately is the increase of insecurity. We find that security is a divine blessing, and since security is very much important in any community, I mean, regardless of the religious character of people or regarding the dominant culture of any community, I mean, which may be religious or irreligious, we find that everybody needs security. When security is no longer observable or no longer available in any community, we find that the girls in that community are more apt to receive some harms, some serious harms, both from themselves and from the single men who are available in the community, and who may create problems for girls. Another aspect in this regard is that some people may say that we want our children continue the higher education or receive, for example, a good job or, for example, receive good salary. These are just some excuses. It cannot be denied that having a good job or having, for example, a good house or home or lodging or shelter is important, but at the same time, the new family's alacrity and readiness to live with each other is much more important. I mean, the psychological side is much more important than the financial or accommodation side.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
You are with today's special, and we'll look at the benefits of marriage on time. One of the benefits is have more time to know each other better. Getting married earlier means more time to know each other. As you married at such young age, inshallah, there will be more time to spend with your life partner. We understand our partner more because we have lived with them for a long time, so we become more cooperating to them. The other benefit of marriage in a suitable time is feeling the love of mercy from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised love and mercy to whoever getting married early. As said in the Holy Quran, And one of his signs is that he has created for you spouses from amongst yourselves so that you might take comfort in them, and he has placed between you love and mercy. In this, there is surely evidence of the truth for the people who carefully think. Chapter Ar-Rum, chapter 30 of the Holy Quran, verse 21.
I praise Allah for sending me you, my love. You found your home, it's here with me, and I'm here with you. Now let me let you know, you've opened my heart. I was always thinking that love was wrong, but everything was changed when you came along. Oh.
Now the question is here, when must we marry? Marriage has a season and a spring, and if this passes away, you would face a loss. The fruit that ripens and it's not benefited from becomes spoiled and stale. Is it not a pity that the young one who has Allah to support and help him is afraid of such imaginary and absurd matters? Be brave, take steps depending and trusting upon Allah. Be contented and assured that Allah will help you, and inshallah you will succeed. Allah has promised in the Holy Quran that He will solve the problems and difficulties, saying, if they are poor, Allah will make them free from want out of His grace. Chapter 24, verse 32. Do you not believe in Allah's promise and commitment? So be brave.
You know, I once even read a study that was published by the New York Times in 1995. You know, it said that married couples, generally speaking, are healthier. Married people, generally speaking, live longer. Now, yes, you could argue that some of them are more willing to die than others in their marriages, but generally speaking, they do live longer. They are more stable. Marriage makes you responsible. When you have a family, when you have a house, you feel responsible. And you know, unfortunately, many of our youth, they waste their time. They act irresponsibly. When you get married, you are forced to act responsibly. You can't party all night and, you know, spend it outside your house with your friends wasting time, because you have a wife to go back to. In a few years, you have children to go back to. You have a family to support. This will pressure you to act responsibly. Yes, I'm sure there are some people, which are a minority of course, even when they get married, they still act irresponsibly. But I tell you, that's an exception. The average person, once he or she gets married, will act responsibly. So why would you want to postpone that? When you are achieving all of these benefits, your faith is being guarded, you're becoming a more productive person in society, and you're acting more responsibly. And your physical health will be better, your mental and psychological health will be better. Why would you miss out on all these benefits? It is for these reasons, amongst other reasons, that the religion of Islam emphasizes the importance of getting married at a very young age.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about marriage. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till then, God bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies,
My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.